The latest figures from the Ministry of Health show that South Africa has now breached that 200,000 COVID-19 infection mark. Here in Gauteng, the picture's increasingly worrying. Numbers are spiking. Confirmed cases are around 66,000, but that number could be higher, and it is growing at an alarming rate. So is government doing enough to stem the virus in the country's economic hub? Professor Alex van Heerfer is chair in the field of Social Security Systems Administration and Management Studies at the University of the Witwatersrand School of Governance, joining us on the line now. Prof, thank you so much for your time. Are we where we're supposed to be now, according to the modelling? Is this where we predicted we would be? Where are we at the moment?
Yeah, so we're not. So first of all, I think it's important to understand that this is what we're seeing now has got nothing to do with predictions, and the models themselves are incapable of truly predicting where the epidemic would go. All they can really do is indicate what would happen if you don't intervene, and so we're currently experiencing a surge in new infections that is very, very steep, not expected, because we do have prevention strategies that were meant to be in place, and they are potentially indicative of the fact that our prevention strategies are not addressing the super spreading risks in many social spaces that we have. And if you don't do that, this is what you get.
Prof, you have described the situation in Gauteng as exploding out of control. Why do you say that?
Well, we shouldn't be seeing such a steep rise, such a steep increase. And so the trajectories of epidemics are very much influenced by the interventions that governments implement. There is no standard trajectory. You can have a trajectory where you do nothing, and it's very rare that you will actually see such a situation. But in South Africa, if you had to look at the Western Cape, which has a more graduated increase over the last couple of months, and then it's kind of stabilized and is potentially coming down, that has nothing to do with a model. That is entirely due to the interventions the Western Cape has got that have targeted the hotspots and have tried to essentially attack the epidemic. In Gauteng, it looks like we're failing to address that. So we should really have already from March to now, we should have implemented a framework that would allow us to attack the epidemic, but it looks like we're failing.
So paint a picture for Gauteng over the next 2 to 3 weeks. How's it going to look in terms of bed availability? We know that there is going to be a gap there in terms of staff, oxygen. What do the next few weeks look like, and what should be happening?
So in terms of services, I think that South Africa could never really prepare or have enough services to deal with an uncontained epidemic. We would always be in trouble. But I think that in Gauteng, we've added very few additional beds to the system. And so we are at risk of the health services being overwhelmed within the next 2 weeks. So that's entirely a consequence of too much emphasis on, not enough emphasis on the prevention side of the epidemic. And as a consequence, our services are just not going to be able to cope. So I am really concerned that we will run out of space in both the public and private sector in the next few weeks. And this will, and therefore there's going to have to be a very close watch over how we manage that situation. But we have to get the prevention side working.
Is government getting the messaging right on that? Are they telling the public the right things in terms of messaging?
No, I don't. I think that what they've done is that they have produced the sort of standard WHO commentary on washing hands and wearing masks, which is important. But that's very much focused on the epidemic being on, being transmitted on surfaces. And there is now, emerging trends and emerging calls that we have to focus on this being an airborne virus, and that transmission occurs in the air. And if it's, and what that really means is that the virus becomes aerosolized. It hangs in the air. It's not a droplet. It doesn't float down onto a surface. And in many environments where we have an enclosed space with poor ventilation, there's very high risk of being infected, even if you're wearing a mask, or if you have in a hospital-based setting where the virus might be floating in the air in sort of great concentrations, even PPE will not protect you adequately. So it's quite possible that a lot of our super spreading that we're seeing is happening in contexts like taxis that don't have windows down. I can't emphasize that enough. As simple as it is, that we have to have buses with windows down. We have to have taxis with windows down. We have to have classrooms with open windows. Places that haven't dealt with have air conditioning that recirculates the air inside a particular space is extremely dangerous. We'll just spread the virus if somebody's in there, or even if somebody with the virus has left. So I think there's a huge emphasis now on managing the airborne aspects of this epidemic, which we haven't been. And we've assumed it's relatively safe if you just socially distance. It's not adequate.
Professor Alex van der Heever there giving us some stern and ominous warnings as well. Thank you so much for your time on the Midday Report.